This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. Can you do that? When someone hurts you, you've been praying for somebody, but yet they're still talking about you. They're still treating you bad. You know, somebody posted this on social media. What should you do when you've been praying for somebody and they're still treating you bad and talking about you? I responded, you continue to pray. Prayer changes you, not the other person. If you don't ever get anything, you better get that. Because God wants to change you. And then if someone see you change, maybe they'll change. So in other words, treat others the way you want to be treated. So what a great message the Lord gave us. Three words, ask, seek, and knock. But each one of those came with a condition. I hope you were paying attention. But the question is, what are you asking? What are you seeking? And what are you knocking? Well, actually the question should be, who are you asking? Who are you seeking? And who are you knocking? The question is simple. Are you in the body of Christ? Because if you find out you've been asking the wrong people, you've been seeking the wrong things, and you've been knocking at the wrong door. I'm telling you right now, you better listen to Jesus when he said in Luke chapter 13, verse 3, I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. True belief in Christ includes repentance. If you're still doing the same things that you always done, and you don't have the power to stop, you are yet within your sin. Because Jesus said, I have given you the power to receive his Son. And when he gives you that power, sin has no more dominion over you. You have the power to stop. And as we said earlier, and we've been saying over and over again, you must believe. Romans 10:9 puts it this way. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You see there, it's a heart thing. It's a belief thing. Your mouth is simply showing what has taken place in the heart. You can say all the prayers you want. If your heart has not been changed, you are still yet within your sin. Now, a prayer seals it because it's for you. It gets you together. Remember, the prayer is for you. God already knows what's taking place in the heart. So if it's taking place in the heart, then you can confess it. Because out of the mouth proceed the issues of life. Now, the question is, have you received Jesus? Are you asking him for salvation? Are you seeking him for salvation? Are you going to open the door that he's knocking on of your heart today? The Bible says, in the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Matter of fact, Isaiah 1:18 says, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. You can come right now if you believe that you are a sinner and you can't save yourself. The only reason Christ came was to pay the penalty for sin that you couldn't pay. And you have to believe that God sent the Lamb of God, the perfect Lamb of God who died on that cross. And then in 3 days, he rose from the grave with all power. If you believe that, the Bible says you're saved. You could say a prayer such as this. Dear God, I come now confessing I'm a sinner. And I'm sorry for my sins. I believe that Jesus died, was buried, and on the third day, he rose from the grave with all power. I accept him now into my heart. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. If you've done that, we would love to send you some more information to help you on your Christian journey. But three words, ask, seek, and knock.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.